USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC is saying the predicted winter COVID surge has started, with the current seven-day average up nearly 40% over last week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Americans should get their booster shots.
In one study, for those who were boosted and over the age of 50, there was a 90% decrease in mortality from COVID-19 compared to those who did not receive a booster.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that masks must be worn in all indoor public spaces unless that place has established a COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The governor said she made the decision based on the CDC guidelines and also the number of overall cases and hospitalizations that continued to rise. The new rules take effect December 13 and will last until January 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. It can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. Reactions are coming in from the White House after the Supreme Court said it would leave the Texas ban on most abortions in place for now. The president released a statement saying he's deeply committed to the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling. Press Secretary Jen Psaki expressed the president's concerns.
Given the consequences the law has for women in Texas and around the country and for the rule of law.
Lieutenant Governor from Texas, Dan Patrick.
Never has there been a greater day for babies. Babies in the womb.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The guitarist for a famous TV band has passed away.
Most people know Michael Nesmith as the monkey in the green wool hat who wrote some of their greatest songs. Others know him as a businessman who helped inspire the creation of MTV. Or the son of Bette Nesmith Graham, the multimillionaire inventor of liquid paper. Michael Nesmith, singer and guitarist, died Friday of natural causes at the age of 78.
People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Nesmith and monkey bandmate Mickey Dolenz performed in Chicago, Illinois on their farewell tour just last month.
President Biden eulogized late Senator Bob Dole, calling him a man of his word, while his daughter, Robin Dole, called him the most generous person she's ever known during an emotional funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden remembered Dole as a man who voted for the holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr., working to save Social Security and securing the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. After the event, Dole's casket was taken to the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. On Saturday, Dole's body will be flown to Kansas for a public viewing, then will be returned to the Washington, D.C. area. Bob Dole passed away last Sunday at the age of 98. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.